Order, order.
Honourable Judith Collins.
Oh, Mr Speaker, what a fantastic budget we've had. What a fantastic budget.
The Minister of Justice in the dying stages of the budget debate, which resumed after question time and included this one for her in her role as the Minister in charge of ACC from her Labour shadow, Ian Lees-Galloway.
Why does the 2014-15 budget predict only $480 million in levy reductions in the following financial year, when ACC has determined that $650 million worth of reductions can be made without impacting the sustainability of the corporation?
Honourable Judith Collins.
Mr Speaker, well, presumably that would be because ACC board does not have to take into account the same matters that the Minister of ACC does.
Supplementary question, Ian Lees-Galloway.
Isn't the real reason that Kiwi workers, business people and families are handing too much of their hard-earned money to the ACC because her government has failed to reach a surplus by growing the economy and getting people into work?
Honourable Judith
Collins. Mr Speaker, although it's very flattering to be told it's my government, it's actually not my government. I'm a member of the government.
Judith Collins also had to stand in for her colleague, Police Minister Anne Tolley, to answer questions from her Labour shadow, Jacinda Ardern.
Can she confirm that this budget includes a $3.5 million cut to general crime prevention, a $7 million cut to investigations, a $7 million cut to primary response, and a $10 million cut to road policing? And is she seriously telling the public they can expect the same level of service from the police with cuts like that?
Honourable Judith Collins.
Mr Speaker, as I've already said to the member, this government is about results, and the police have shown that by using technology, by having a minister who backs the police and doesn't consistently deride them, as that member would, should she ever have the opportunity, that the police can in fact produce results, which means that the recorded crime rate is now down to the lowest it's been since 1978, before that member was even born.
Supplementary question, Jacinda Ardern.
In the wake of such significant cuts to the police budget and the risk of increasing operational failures that will affect the public, is she content that in contrast to that, DPS funding has increased by 63% since she took office?
Honourable Judith Collins.
Mr Speaker, on behalf of the Minister, I'm sure the member is aware that the way in which police allocate their funding is an operational decision for the Commissioner of Police and is not something undertaken by the Minister. And that member shakes her head, but unfortunately I'm right and she's not.
Order.
Now to the committee rooms for this report from Rhys Lyon.
The Regulations Review Committee heard a complaint from National Shooters Association President Richard Lincoln, who was unhappy with legal requirements around semi-automatic weapons with pistol grips. Mr Lincoln said the need for a police endorsement to own such firearms was unnecessary.
It infringes on the rights of the ownership of private property without sufficient reason. The only reason that any of us have been given for the amendment to the Principal Act and the subsequent regulations is that the police were perplexed and could not understand the difference between various pistol grips. And it was their self-proclaimed confusion that gave rise to Arms Amendment Bill 2852 and the regulations that are in question today.
Mr Lincoln equated the regime to a firearm registration system.
Parliament specifically rejected the proposition from police of a gun universal gun registration system in New Zealand. It has been an abysmal failure in Canada. But again, the situation with endorsable firearms in this country is that the more police can net into that endorsable system, the more they can run a de facto registration system. And that is the direction that they're trying to go in with this.
But police legal adviser Joanna Bond said the need for pistol grips was unfounded.
Police disagree that a pistol grip is a safety feature of a firearm. It is a feature that may add control, but it's not a safety feature in the ordinary sense. And I think it's generally accepted that it's something that is desirable for military purposes and not necessarily necessary for a sporting purpose.
Regardless, Richard Lincoln wanted the rules scrapped.
Confusion and ignorance over these matters can be dealt with simply by having no restrictions on pistol grips at all. and there doesn't seem to be any reason why the ownership of private property and the rights to own this type of property by New Zealand citizens, law-abiding, licensed civilian gun owners, should be infringed simply because the police are in a state of ignorance.
National Shooters Association President Richard Lincoln.
That's report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.